goals for our lesson today, to learn that God, who is light, provides the light we need for our daily walk. Secondly, to understand the difference between our relationship with God and our fellowship with God. Thirdly, to recognize that the basis of our fellowship with God is the blood of Jesus Christ, which cleanses us from all sin. Fourthly, to see that we can have fellowship and communion with the Lord as we walk in the light that he provides. Then lastly, to be reminded that God extends forgiveness and cleansing when we confess our sins and we desire to walk in the light. God is light. 1 John 1:5. Who wants to quote that real quick? 1 John 1:5, ma'am. Very good. This is a message which we have heard of him and declare unto you. Those go right together. Which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Someone else. Alan. Okay, 1 John 1:5. Someone else. Very good. 1 John 1:5. Susan. Okay. You guys put a lot of work into memorizing these verses. Make sure you write them down and review them lest they slip. Turn with me in your Bibles to John chapter 1. Some of the reading which we would have done today, I'm just going to give you the references for. Have a pen in hand and jot them in the notes as we go. Appreciate your willingness to do those verses up in front of the church. First John 1:3-7. First John 1:3-7. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is a message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Following along in your lesson, the Lord is the light. Notice what God's word said here in 1 John 1:3-7. We read in verse 5, God is light. Lesson 2, God is light. Because God is light, he provides the light we need for our daily walk. Verse 7, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. God is light. The Christian life is a journey through earth to glory. It is the light of the Lord that enables us to make this journey victoriously. We don't do it in our own strength, in our own abilities, in our own talents. The Lord has given us each a talents and abilities and services, but we don't walk in the strength of those. We walk in the strength of the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. The key word in this epistle is fellowship. Fellowship. One of the real proofs of membership in God's family is our fellowship with him. Our fellowship with him. We have passed from death into life. As we go through this series, we're going to see many verses here in the book of 1 John as well as other places that cement down for us that give us scriptures that we can learn and we can have to know that we have eternal life. To know it. And then as we learn those and memorize those, we can give those to others so that they can know it, that they can be sure. Many proofs here in the book of 1 John of our salvation. Revelation chapter 21, verses 9 through 23. We're not going to read all that. Obviously, it's talking about the city in heaven, the New Jerusalem, and it coming down. And it talks about all the pillars and the walls and the foundations and all the splendor of it. And then when you get down to verse 22, we know that it says no more would he be tabernacled among us, but we're going to be tabernacled among him. We're going to be with him. On this earth, in the Old Testament, there was a tabernacle. God tabernacled among men. We come here and we meet with God here. In that city, there won't be a tabernacle because we will be with him. He won't have to tabernacle among us anymore. We'll be with him. What a day that'll be. And the light of that city is, as verse 23 says, it's the Lamb that is the light of the city. And all those stones and all the rubies and the jasper and the sapphire and all that without any light show nothing. Show nothing. But when Christ is there, when the Lamb, which is the light, is there, then the beauty and the glory and the splendor will be seen and will be known. Matthew 5:14. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set upon an hill cannot be hid. Matthew 5:14. Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. As the Lamb is the light of that city, the light of the world is you and I. We are the light of the world. We don't have this light to put it under a bushel, but we have it that the others in the world can benefit from it, can benefit from it. This beautiful city of God contains splendor upon splendor, but without the light of the Lamb, it would be a dark place and its wonders could never be seen. In the same way, God, who is light, does this to our lives. He provides for us a pathway. He provides clarity. He provides truthful direction. As we think of the light that God is in that city, what light are you and I in this world? What light are we? Is there any light in us, in and of ourselves? No, certainly not. We reflect the glory of Jesus Christ, the glory of the Lamb. That's what we reflect. Are we brightly beaming? Are we brightly beaming? It is amazing to me, and I'm not a scientist, and I don't understand some of those great things that God has created, but somehow the moon doesn't have any light of itself. It's rock and stuff like that. And yet they tell me the sun hits that moon, and I look up in the sky at night, and it's bright to me. How does that happen? It's something God designed. How do the people in any country in the world know who God is? We take them to Genesis and we tell them, and we start at the beginning, and we show them that in the beginning. That's where we learn those things. How does that light come there? Because God designed it that way. That's how we tell them. We point them up at the sky and see that thing up there that doesn't give off any light, but something else gives light, and we tell them about the order of God's creation. We tell them about Romans 1:19 and 20 and Romans 2:15. We tell them those things and we declare them. Every man on the face of the earth needs one thing. They need the gospel. They need the gospel. In some countries, as Pastor Seth, they don't even know who Christ is. They know nothing about him. So the steps are more baby steps than here in America, where Christ is very well known. But it's still the preaching of the gospel. From one end of this earth to the other, it's a preaching of the gospel. that brings repentance, that brings light into people's darkened souls. The message we have heard of him, page 10 in your lesson, the message we have heard of him John says in verse 5, this then is a message which we have heard of him and declare unto you. John heard this message and recorded it for us. This message is that God is light. God is light. It's quarter till. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the clock and I'm thinking, how am I ever going to get through this? What's that? Yeah, I'm sorry. Let's just do this one here. There's not a lot of time, and when we have other things going on, like the preparation, that cuts into it, but I don't want to just plow through this and not cover it. So we'll just do this first one, and then we'll save the rest for next week. Brother Tim, this will be in two parts. John chapter 1. Turn with me to John chapter 1. As we're reading 1 John, read the Gospel of John. Certainly two books that go very well together. John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. That same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. God's Word is Jesus Christ. A couple of weeks ago, I made a statement. I don't have it in front of me. I remember the statement. I said, we hold in our hands the written incarnate Word. I'd like to change that statement to Jesus Christ, God's Son, is the incarnate Word. God sent his Word, Jesus Christ, in the flesh. I'd like to make that correction. I want to be very careful. Anytime we as man are talking about God, God is just so awesome, and we'll never comprehend what he is totally. As I've said, try to comprehend that God is three in one, yet he is. He is still the holy God that demanded justice for sin. And God the Son came and satisfied the righteousness of a holy God. And then sent God the Holy Spirit to lead us into all truths. Can I understand that? Not with this mind. Do I believe it? I certainly do. We are people of faith. We are people of faith. God has given us his written word, and he sent us his word in the form of his Son. John chapter 1, the Bible says Christ is the true light, and he lighteth every man that cometh into the world. Some would say this verse says, then God's light is in every man, and nobody's going to hell. There's not enough of that light in that man to save him. That's why Christ on six, I think, different occasions sent us many different commissions at different times. He gave different commissions to go and preach the gospel. Why did he? Because man needs light. Because man needs Jesus Christ. Enough light that he knows there's a God. They'll throw babies into the hands of their burning gods. They'll throw them into the rivers. They know there's some God out there, but we've got to declare him to them. as Paul went there that day and they were praying to that God. And he said, let me tell you about this God you're praying to. And he declared unto them Jesus Christ that day. What a blessing. That's what we have to do. We have to do that. Every man knows there is a God. Those of us who have been born again into God's family have received Christ as our Savior, and the light has come and given us eternal life. John 8:12 tells us that Christ will give the light of life, the light of life to a lost, to a darkened world, darkened in their understanding, darkened in their superstitions. The Bible says that life is the light of men. He desires to show us his way and to reveal what we need to know. God the Comforter will reprove man. God the Comforter will reprove man. Prove man of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. When John 16:7-11 says that, you could write that reference right there. Also right above that, you could write John 8:12. God the Comforter will reprove man. He's the answer, the light. Jesus is the light of the world. Ye are the light of the world. I am the light of the world. We've got to shine before them as lights and as beacons. Let's stop right there. Next week we'll do the other two, and then we'll cover the verses as well. I want to thank you again for coming. I want to thank you for volunteering this morning. This morning, as you come up, we'll have our reader here. You'll probably do very well not to look at her, because then you might be distracted. You've memorized the verses. Just look right out above everybody's head if you have to, and take those first three words with you, and trust the Lord for it. Thank you so much. Have a good day.